I am so glad you are joining me today on Glorious Living. I believe that God is going to touch your life and encourage you to live the best life ever. Hey, today is such a special day in glorious Studio C, and have Chrissy with me again.
I love being with you, Miss Kathy. You know, the joy of the Lord is always here when we sit down to have an awesome discussion about how glorious our God is.
Yeah, and we have fun serving the Lord, and we enjoy interacting with our guests that come on. I hope that you enjoy our guests that come on every time we have a program, and every now and then it's just you and I.
It's fun.
And we may do some of those, but I love bringing guests on that help us to show the people how wonderful our God is.
Amen. You know? Yeah, iron sharpeneth iron, and you're with us here, and I just know that this program is going to speak to you in so many ways, spirit to spirit, and you'll see breakthroughs in your life.
We've seen
so many breakthrough testimonies.
Yeah, and I love it when people give us their comments. In fact, you might have one. Do you have one today?
I do. This one's so powerful. It says, we received a financial breakthrough for our new house.
Woo!
It's fully furnished, and we have enough money flowing over to be a blessing to others.
Oh,
this is exciting. Are we invited?
Flowing over. That's what God does. He overflows the blessing.
It's
not just about us. It's about others that he brings into our life that are blessed as well.
Yes, you know, this person gave God a job, and it looks like they are enjoying their lives, and that's what he wants to do for us. He wants us to live a life of enjoyment.
Amen. Mm-hmm. I love that. Give God a job.
Give God a job.
That's our theme for this year.
It's such a good one, too.
And the book Jesse wrote is touching people all over the world.
It's right here. Oh, I love it. You know, I've read it many times, actually, and it's just each chapter really just takes a new level. It heightens your faith each and every chapter.
And it's different examples of people from the Bible that gave God a job, basically, I think, by God showing them to do something and them allowing God to work in their lives, and they saw the miraculous.
It's right, and it's possible for you as well.
Amen.
So good. So give God a job and go get it on JDM.org.
That's good. That's a good commercial.
Thank you.
Hey, you know what? We're so excited to welcome back Ron Fortune to Studio C. Ron is our outreach pastor here at Covenant Church, and he and his wife, Pia, have been part of Covenant Church's family since it began in 1997. In fact, they're elders in our church, and Ron is here with us today to share how giving God your dream gets the job done. Thanks,
Amen.
Ron, for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yes. Love seeing you here in the beautiful Studio C.
It's good to be here.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And so giving God a job got your dream done. What dream are you talking about?
We're talking about the house that we're living in right now. I mean, God has blessed us. We never imagined the house we're living in now that we'll be able to live in this kind of home.
I love it. I remember the day when y'all were given God a job. We wanted a new home. You felt led. It was time for y'all to spread your wings and go into something else. And I remember you were looking at certain properties. Mm-hmm. You and Pia and Jesse and I would get together quite often. We still often do that. And that was on your heart.
Right.
I remember this. And what happened was something greater than you would have ever asked or thought, right?
Never dreamed of where we are today, you know, because we decided to give God a job. I mean, it happened. So Brother Jesse was preaching one time.
Yeah.
And so, you know, me and my wife, we in our home already. I mean, we enjoy it because it took about 3 or 4 years before we finally complete, you know, everything in our home. So we were comfortable.
Yeah.
So everything was great. I mean, the house was beautiful. I mean, we didn't have to come home and start building anything because everything was built. And so we come to church one day and Brother Jesse was preaching. And so while he was preaching, he said that there was this pastor who decided to build his dream home. And his dream home, he said, if I just live in it just one day, I'm going to build it. And that stuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so
because he was kind of older.
Yeah, he was in his 60s.
To start, you know? And so we thought, at that time, we were probably in our 30s.
Yeah.
And we thought, ooh, can anybody do anything after 60?
Oh,
And so, but he said something that really helped us and helped other people we've shared that with. He said, I don't care if I live in it one day. It's my dream, and I want to see it happen.
It's powerful. Right.
And when he said that, it set something off in me. So I went home, and I told Pia, I was like, we need to build our dream home.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like,
because the home you lived in was really nice, but it wasn't your dream.
Right.
Oh, and you always had a dream to do something else, to build it yourself.
Right.
The home you were in, someone else had built it. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you and Pia are so creative, but y'all had done many things. Like, you're an artist. You painted murals on the wall. You built furniture.
I didn't know that, Pastor Ron. You're an artist?
He's got gifts. You don't know about.
Come on. That's a whole other program.
He can sing.
I do know he can sing.
He plays the guitar, but he don't want to get on the platform.
We'll get him. One of these. Well, learning, you haven't got a job.
Lets other people have those jobs. He does another job as a great job as our
outreach pastor. That's right. So you had all of this, and I know when you mentioned to me when we were talking briefly about it that you and Pia were so in sync about what you wanted. Can you share what you did that made you realize that?
So, but I mean, at first she wasn't. You know, so when God said, you know, build your home, you know, Pia was like, okay, let's do it. So she started looking for homes. You know, so she went, you know, we found this home. And so this home was, it was a brick, red brick home. And so we walked in it and she said, oh, we can do this. We can do that. We can change that. And I'm like, God said, build a home, not buy a home. And so she kept on and she was like, you know, this is the house I want. And I say, honey, this is not, I don't like this home. And she said, no, Ron, we can do this. We'll spend about $200,000 and do this and do that. It's like, okay. So I say, you know, whatever you want. And so we decide to, you know, get a realtor. So we got a realtor, came in, you know, show us the house again. So the second time we go and look in the home, you know, Pia was getting ready to go up the stairs. And I said, Lord, this is not what you want for us. When she get up those stairs, let her change her mind completely. And the minute she touched the first stairs, she said, Ron, this is not where we're supposed to be. And after that, you know, we begin to look for a lot. So we've been, you know, because we're going to decide to build our home.
And, you know, that's okay. You know? I know, remember, it's okay to walk through and look at other things because that's how you to see, oh, and that's not what I would want when I build. You learn every step of the way.
Right.
And I sometimes say I have to do the Abraham thing. Mm-hmm. I got to walk the length and the breadth of the land so that I'll know what's ahead and what the options are, what the possibilities are. So you're taking a step of faith and you're learning to hear the voice of God. Sometimes if you're not sure, it's okay to walk out and go look at a house. It's okay to go out and think about what it might be, look at a piece of property. But all the while, you're trusting God to give you the peace on knowing what's the right step.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so during that time, you know, Pia come out one morning and she gave me a sheet of paper and she took a sheet of paper. And so she said, let's go in different rooms and we're going to draw the kind of plan that we want for the house.
Mm-hmm.
We come back in about a half an hour later, the same plan, she had.
Yep.
You know, we just put it, we left, and it's like, wow, this is. And so we started looking for that kind of home.
Yeah. Actually, the property to build a home like that. Oh, you're looking for the home.
We was looking for the home first, you know, so we started looking for
a
home.
Really? Okay.
So we found this website. And so we found this website, and it had the perfect house that we wanted.
With the plans,
you know. And so we started looking for a lot. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we were looking all over the place. I mean, everywhere we look, I mean, we found a lot, but it just wasn't the one we wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kept looking. We looked on all down Ormond Boulevard. We went River Road. And so we even went down the street that we own. So we went down River Road and nothing. And so I told Pia, I was like, you know, let's stop looking, you know, let's let God do it. And so the next day, Linda calls us, our realtor. She calls and she said, did you check out the lot that's on Audubon Place? And I was like, no. And so we drive down the street and we still didn't see the lot. And so when we were driving back from the street, we saw a board that was on the ground. And so it was hidden.
Wow.
And so it brought me back to what Brother Jesse said, you know, it's not hidden from you, it's hidden for you.
Actually, that's my statement.
Oh, okay.
But we both have used it so many times because when I was looking for, Jesse gave me the assignment to look for our first office building. And I was frustrated because everywhere I'd look, it wasn't the right thing, wasn't the right price, didn't feel right in my spirit. And one day the Lord gave me a statement that says, Kathy, I haven't hidden a building from you, I've hidden it for you.
Wow.
And that was our first office building. And so I found it, this one, that I felt like it was the perfect building. And that statement has worked so much. Not just for me, but it's blessed a lot of people because God does hide things for us from other people.
Right.
So it was hidden so no one else could buy it. That sign was down.
Nobody else knew it, you know, except the guy who was selling it.
Yeah.
And so because the grass.
He probably wondered why nobody's calling.
Yeah, exactly. Because the grass hadn't grew so high.
Somebody knocked the sign down.
Yeah.
We know an angel going to pop that thing down till Ron and Pia could come by.
So we went, we saw the sign.
It up miraculously.
Mm-hmm. And we wind up calling him. So he met us that Friday. And we bought the lot right away, you know. Mm-hmm. And so we bought the lot. And so we started, looking how we going to, you know, build this house, what we going to do. And so one of the things that, you know, we were looking at is that, how are we going to do this? How are we going to pay for this? You know, who's going to build this? And so we began to give God a job and say, Lord, You know exactly who's going to build it. You know exactly where it's at. You gave it this lot. And this lot, I'm telling you, this lot was cheaper than any other lot we ran across. Mm-hmm. And so we began to put our house up for sale. And get this, I mean, after we put our house up for sale, it took three hours before somebody bought the home.
The house that you had lived, how long had y'all lived in that house?
We lived in that for 20-something years, you know?
Yeah.
And so when we didn't think we was going to sell the house. I mean, so it
that
was already
quick,
fixed
especially.
Up.
Three yeah. hours. That is yeah. awesome.
So that night, that person called, you know, actually his realtor called. And so he said that he wanted the house. He said he'd give us everything for it, you know, closing costs, everything.
You Top
know?
Price. Same price.
And same price. And so the next day.
That's a miracle.
It is a miracle.
The next day, that not about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning, his realtor called again, say he'll give us everything we want for the house. He'll pay the closing costs, everything. We didn't have to do nothing. Mm-hmm. And we say, sold. So within 3 hours, the house was sold. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how we knew God was moving. God wanted us to do this. And so we began to build our home. I mean, you know, Brother Richie, you know, he built our home. And I mean, everything that we want, you know, is in our home. And we love it. We live in there. And it's like the whole time we were living in there, in the other house, we were going, driving around, looking at, yep. you know, people's homes, you know, especially.
You don't do that anymore, you know, do you, Ron?
Can't improve on the best. You got the best.
So we don't have to.
And
we,
you were able to build rooms for your granddaughters.
Yeah. And so every room is for our granddaughter. You know, it has a bathroom in it, you know, so they come every weekend. Matter of fact, one of our oldest granddaughters, she's living with us now. Mm-hmm. So she has her room and she has a bathroom.
While she's going to college.
While she's going to college, yeah. yeah.
Continuing education. Yeah. So, I mean, it really is a dream home.
Yeah,
it was. Yeah. Some people, when they start thinking about a new house, it becomes a nightmare. But mm-hmm. this is a dream. It's a dream come true. And God gets all the glory for it because you sought Him about it, mm-hmm. trusted Him every step of the way, even though Pia was looking in another way. You know, that's the way it is.
Yeah,
and with husbands and wives,
yeah.
everybody's
oh, yes.
trying to make a plan, but ultimately you want the same thing.
Right.
And when you went and drew out a plan and yep. y'all both had the same mm-hmm. vision for it, that's so wonderful.
It is.
And so and what you have now is what you both God put on both of
yes,
your hearts.
You know, and I mean, it's been a journey, you know, building a home, you know, so, and I just want, you know, when you're building a home with your spouse, just be aware.
Ooh, I can be, look, this is one of Luis's dreams. He wants one day to build his dream home. He works right. in contracting and all that. So he works with building these beautiful home. So he sees it and he knows what he wants. But then I think about it, I'm like, kind of like how Miss P was. Well, why can't we just go get one where like all the decisions are made?
Right.
But his vision is to have those intricate things that only he wants. So
right.
how did you overcome that, you know, in the beginning with man, I want this. And she's like, honey, I think I want it this way. How do you overcome that?
You're talking about when we started building
yes,
the house?
Yes, yes. So she wanted something and you
right.
were kind of like,
And so
we?
Just like for the furniture, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, she has she wanted the contemporary, you know, because in Germany, there's a lot of contemporary furniture. Everything is like straight furniture.
Yeah. You know, and Pia was born and raised in Germany.
Right.
That's why
yeah. she's German. Yeah,
she's been on the program a few times. You may right. remember she has beautiful, long black hair.
Mm-hmm.
She's been on 2 or 3 times. Y'all yep. been on together.
Yes,
of course.
Put together.
Mm-hmm. But she likes the contemporary, modern look. Where I like rustic, you know, traditional, you know, look. So we were going back and forth. You know? And
that's
so,
a big difference.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah, oh yeah. And so she.
That so is. She was, so how do you compromise?
So she come up. I don't know if y'all remember the cartoon, The Jetsons.
Oh yeah.
I do.
And so The Jetsons used to have these little chairs, you know, the little round little back. So she pull up that one day and it's like, I say, no, we don't want that because I can't even sit in that.
I gotta have comfort, Ron.
Yeah,
I mean, really.
Exactly.
Pretty good, but I gotta be comfortable.
Exactly.
So, and so somebody has told us about a store, you know, and so we walked in the store, and as soon as we walked in the store, it's like. We both of us, it was like, this is kind of furniture. Mm-hmm. And so that's what we did. We started buying that kind of furniture. And even you know, thinking about just building it ourselves because we can build it. When we look at the prices on a lot of the furniture, it's like, well, I can do that myself.
Yeah.
You know?
He and builds furniture
that's
too.
Amazing.
And so we did. We built a big old cocktail table. I mean, it's huge. And so we built our furniture outside as well. So we did a sectional. And so one day, you know, because Pia, you know, she changes, you know, she likes to change furniture, you know, every so
Sounds
often.
Sounds like a woman, you know.
She's very creative. She's very creative. And so you upholstered the furniture, too?
Oh, so she upholstered and I built.
I'm telling you.
This is great.
So you had your dream lot came about. You found a lot you didn't think was available. Someone directed you to it. You listened. You found the lot. Then the house got built. You found a drawing that was similar to what God had put on your heart. And then now here the furniture comes in. And then the decorations, and you use it to fellowship with other people too as well. You've had that people in your home and home groups and things like that over the years. But I mean, it's all come true. It's just God's plan from the start to the finish that He revealed, because He knows what you like better than you do. He knows what you both can agree on. And that's how Jesse and I are. We in our house, you know, there's a lot of different things decisions we've had to make, but we have the agreement, the covenant agreement that we have to both love it and both agree on it.
That's good.
So if he loves it and I don't like it, or I like it, love it, and he doesn't love it, then we don't get it. So we have to both like it. And I think that's a good...
That's the key.
That's a good recipe for a good marriage on a lot of
you
levels.
You have to agree. Well, so when you start doing things on your own and say, well, I'm going to buy this no matter whether you like it or not.
Well, that's, that's a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, exactly. And so we made up our mind to, you know, whenever we buy something, to agree, you know, because... We know that God is in agreement with us already, that we are in agreement with Him, that He wants to bless us.
Yes.
And so, you know, I read Jesse's book, Give God a Job. And so, but when I got to the last, you know, the last chapter, when it says that, you know, the right way is God's way, and it's true. The right way is God's way.
That's so good.
And he made a statement in there that says, if we want what He offers to us, we have to trust that He is able and that He is faithful.
Oh, wow.
And when I read that, I was like, that's my life.
Right.
Because I want what God offers. I want what He's willing, you know, what His word says. Right. You know, He offers everything spiritually, physically, financially, and mentally. And so I want everything that God says.
Amen.
And so when I read that, when He says, if we want what He offers, then we have to trust Him.
Right.
Because God is able.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one of the things, you know, when Jesse's book, the book says that, you know, is anything too hard for the Lord? And as I'm reading the Bible, I come across Jeremiah 37, you know, 32:17, and it says, there is nothing too hard for the Lord.
That's right.
Nothing. There is nothing. You know, whatever we're willing to believe God for, God is able to do. Mm-hmm. You know, He's just waiting on us to get to the place where we say, Lord, we trust You.
Yes.
We believe in You.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that You're faithful.
Yeah.
And whatever we believe in You for, we know that You're able to do.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Praise God. No, it's wonderful.
I love that. And it's so true and your testimony is beautiful, because I believe it's an encouragement to people that are believing God, maybe for their dream house, their dream job, maybe a dream for a ministry or whatever it is that you're dreaming about, or that a desire that you have. God, give God a job and you'll see, and trust Him with that. And He will show you the steps to take. And you know, it may not come overnight, but stick with it. Don't give up and you'll see it come to pass. Isn't that the truth?
It's going to come. It's going to come. Mm-hmm. And that's what, you know, the Bible talks about, the fight, the good fight of faith.
Yes.
You know, the good fight of faith means you're going to win regardless. You just keep on, you keep on pressing in, and God is going to deliver.
Yes.
You just got to keep on moving forward. Mm-hmm. God says, fight the good fight of faith. And that's what Paul did. He kept on. He knew he was going to win in the end.
Yes.
And so when you step out in faith, you just got to know that whatever you believe in God for is going to come to pass. No matter what it looks like, no matter what the situation or the circumstances look like, you just have to trust God.
Mm-hmm.
And I made up my mind, no matter what it looks like, and we've been through some things in our life, me and my wife, where we decide to trust God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what people say, we're going to trust God. Mm-hmm. And you know, family members, you know, when you have family sometimes you say, well, you ain't going to do that. You're not able to do that. You can't have that. That's not for you.
Yeah. You know, not in every family, but it's in a lot of families.
It's in a lot of families.
And so I know that y'all have encountered that, that you know, you want people to be happy for you.
Right. Yeah.
But it doesn't
right.
always happen that way.
Right.
But
right.
you can't let that pull you off course, because
exactly.
many times they don't want to believe God, so they don't want your mm-hmm. success to overshadow them.
Wow.
I think that's what it's
right.
all about,
right.
really.
Yes,
and
it
so
is.
And so that jealousy or that, what do you call it, competition
right.
yep.
between siblings and all, it's a real thing. It's a sad thing. It happened
mm-hmm.
in the Bible. First one, mm-hmm. first murder in the Bible.
Yeah. yeah.
Cain
jealousy.
Murdered
mm-hmm.
Abel.
Jealousy.
And it's jealousy
mm-hmm.
because of whatever, but... That's innate in the fallen man, but God gives us as believers a different nature,
right.
and we're to be happy for one another. We're supposed to rejoice. Why we Jesse and I are so happy for
right.
you. We rejoice. Want to see every little detail of your home when you moved in. I remember we went there to see it, and we were rejoicing with
yeah.
you. And that's the way it should be. We should be happy
that's
for
right.
one another.
Yeah,
because that's what God
mm-hmm.
wants. So if you're happy with someone else's blessing, I'm telling you what, God's gonna bless you.
That's right.
As well,
right.
it just
that's
works
right.
that way.
So
if you're
true.
Resentful and critical, then you know what? You're not gonna have anything.
You stop your blessing.
Exactly. It's
you know,
like a roadblock to
right.
success.
It sure is.
You know? We don't need roadblocks. We need the blessing of
right.
God in our life, because God wants to overwhelm us with His goodness.
Right.
Yes, and I love,
yeah.
you know,
and especially in a marriage.
Yes,
you know?
Definitely, definitely. And I love in the Lord's Prayer, you know, on earth as it is in heaven.
Right.
And that it's possible. And that's what I love about JDM and just everything we're teaching at the ministry. It's always possible. There's
right.
nothing too hard for the Lord. And through Him, we can do everything. Through
right.
Christ, we're strengthened. We have mm-hmm. the joy of the Lord. And it comes across in both when I talk to you, Pastor Ron, and when I'm with Miss Pia, just seeing your marriage, seeing that beautiful example of being in agreement with each other and walking it out. It just, it gives me the confidence that, yeah, one day I will build a house with Luis and we will pick good furniture.
Yeah.
We will be in like Precious Faith together for
mm-hmm.
this, because it's so possible to,
right.
to really, the situations that life may be like, oh, wow, it must be so stressful doing this. No, it was an enjoyment for you
right.
both to see this come to fruition. You
I
know?
Mean, because we came from nothing. We
mm-hmm.
had nothing. You know, I was making less than $100 a week. And so we had nothing.
And you grew up in
you know,
the projects.
And grew up
mm-hmm.
in the projects.
And a lot of people may have heard that part of your testimony that always inspires Jesse and I, because a lot of people, they may come out of the projects, but the projects never come out of them.
Right.
But you
mm-hmm.
you made the move.
Yeah.
You knew who you were in Jesus,
that's
and
great.
You're a great example to your family, to others that have come through the same struggle. So I commend you for sticking with the
Thank
Word
you.
Of God and keeping giving Him a job. I know you hadn't give up. I know you got more jobs.
No, I got more jobs.
That's
got one
so
coming
good.
Up.
Oh, yeah? You ready to share? You
when
know, sometimes
it, when
that's
comes,
so,
that's
so true, though. I mean, sometimes God gives us a vision, and you have to percolate that. Basically,
right.
you have to, like, let it simmer a while, and you're because He's given, it's unfolding. You don't have the whole fullness of it yet and understanding,
right.
so... And there'll be people that you'll share it with. You may share portions of it with your wife,
mm-hmm.
you know, but privately we may share about it. But, you know, there's going to be a come. There's going to come a time where you'll be ready to share it all.
Right. Right.
And but God speaks to our hearts in a clear way, and He'll tell us whether that's for someone else to know
that's
or just
right.
between you and Him.
That's right. That's
right.
wisdom,
right.
you know. And one of the Faith the Facts, I work closely with Boss on Faith the Facts. Y'all should watch Faith the Facts after
it's
this,
so
of course.
Good.
But
so, yes,
it's
not
such,
right now.
No, not right now. Finish this. And then go watch Faith the Facts. But he has one that says, when people expect, they deliver. And
that's
he always
so
talks about, you know, I was well, of course, I was pregnant. I'm not anymore. Thank you, Jesus. But I delivered my baby girl.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah,
I,
you can't be pregnant all your life. That's
no,
why you got to deliver.
Yeah, you got to deliver that baby. And so he would sit on the Faith the Facts set and see me. And Chris is pregnant. He would talk about it. And then he came up with that. When people that expect, deliver. You got to birth that baby. So what I love about this story is that you were expecting from God, you know, and you knew when you heard that story of the man that built his home, something went off inside of you,
right.
and you took hold of it.
Yeah,
and then
I'm not. It's not too
came.
Late. I still,
no.
my dream
yeah,
can still come to pass.
Exactly.
People
exactly.
give up on their dreams many
right.
times,
yeah.
right, Ron?
Mm-hmm.
They thought, oh well, it didn't happen. Must not have been God. But God didn't want you to forget that.
No,
he didn't.
And He reminded me, you know, build your dream home.
And you know mm-hmm. what? You're giving an example for your grandchildren
right.
to see. They've seen all
mm-hmm.
of this, and their life is different because of it.
Right.
Oh yeah,
and
generations.
The
are
next
being
generation
affected.
Is seeing how God's work does work.
Right.
You give God a job, He will bring it to pass.
That's right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. And get your hands off of it.
And yeah. one of my favorite scriptures is, you know, when the Bible says, "Whatever things you pray for, believe that you have received, and it will be yours."
Mm-hmm.
And when I read that scripture, when he says, "Believe that you have received it already, it will be yours." And I think where we get into the thing is that we don't see what we want.
Mm-hmm.
We want it, but we don't see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got to have vision. You know, we got to see what we want.
That's right.
And so we saw it. And so what we're believing for now, we see it. You know, so because we've been talking, me and Pia have been talking about it for, I would say, probably about since we built the house. You know, so we've been talking about it. And so she'll pull up a picture and I was like, no. And I'll pull up one. She'll say, no. And so just the other night, a couple of nights ago, we were looking at some of them and I pulled one up and she looked, oh, that's it, Ron. That's it. And we woke up the next morning with the same thing on our mind. It's like, this is what we want. And so we're going to believe God for it. And so we're standing in agreement. We've given God a job. And we know it's going to come
to pass. That's so wonderful. You know, because there's no shortage of vision with God.
Right.
He always has something. He wants to bring us to a higher level.
Right.
God always wants us to grow stronger in Him and reach out. In fact, always stretch in our faith.
Right.
I mean, I believe that some of the things that God gave me to believe Him for early on in my Christian walk wasn't things that I just had to have, but it was a lesson in learning how to apply my faith,
right.
How to believe for it. Little simple things, some things, big things, but it was a process.
Right.
And so anytime we believe there's something that we're believing for, we're actually growing.
Mm-hmm.
We're learning the principles of faith, which is first you hear from God, you find it in the Word of God,
right.
You speak it and you ask God and you believe that it's going to come to pass.
Faith, That's right.
I think it was F.F. Bosworth that says, I often quote him, he says, faith begins where the will of God is known.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know it's
so
God's
good.
Will for you to prosper, you know it's God's will for you to have a glorious life, mm-hmm. You know it's God's will for you to be in health,
right.
And you know it's God's will for our relationships to be healthy as well,
right.
To have our needs met and not so much that we can be a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Once you know these things are all God's will for your life, then faith grows in it. Then
it
you
does.
Start
right.
finding
right.
in the Scriptures mm-hmm. what God has said about it. It builds one line upon line, precept upon precept.
That's right.
And then all of a sudden, you look back and say, hey, there it is.
Yep.
I got
yeah.
my answer.
That's
I'm
right.
walking
that's
in
right.
my
yeah.
dream.
That's
hallelujah.
Right.
What's the next one?
That's
you
that's
don't
it.
Give
that's
up.
It.
You keep moving.
What's the next one?
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
When that next one gets fulfilled, mm-hmm. you'll be right oh, back here to tell
it's
us.
Right here, back here.
Because I'm excited.
Tell all of our friends.
I'm excited about it.
I know it. We know it's coming, you know. So because we believe God, we trust God. You know, one of the first things when we gave God a job is we didn't have any finances. You know, I had just got paid. And so for that month, we started saving up a little money. And so all we had was like $1,000. And so we never had our own home. We always lived in apartments, lived with family members or whatever case in the military. And so we never had our own home. And so all we had was $1,000 to our name. And somebody came into us when the church first started. A lady walked up to us and said, God say, buy a home. And so we were like, okay. And so that was the first time. So we went looking for a home. And so we started looking. And so we found this home in St. Rose. Soon as we walked in the door, me and Pia was like, this is it. But we didn't have the finances, you know, to pay for it. And so we drove off, you know, thinking, you know, I don't know if this is what God wants for us. And so we stopped in the middle of the road, pulled over to the side. And I told her, I said, we're going to have to trust God. We're going to believe God. So we turned around, came back, gave the lady $1,000 and say, hold this house for us. And when we did that, we got that home and God gave me a better job making more money than I was ever making.
Praise God.
And so he provided because I stepped out in faith and trusted God that this is what he wanted
yeah.
for our lives.
Yeah. He always wants to better us.
Yeah.
He always wants to lift us up higher. Yeah. He's not wanting to keep us down. He wants to lift us up. Yeah. And your testimony is a great example mm-hmm. of that.
It sure
no matter
is.
What was that first home, then you had a second home. And mm-hmm. now, is this your third home?
This is our third home.
Third home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God has always wanted to do more for us.
That's
There's
right.
no limit to what he'll do in
That's
our
right.
lives.
That's right.
Well, thank you, Ron, so much for being here today.
So
I appreciate
wonderful.
You coming. You know, and everything we do at Jesse Duplantis Ministries is because our wonderful partners. I know you know that.
Oh, yes.
And so before we go today, I want to just thank you, all of our partners, for helping us to do what we do. We're reaching people, changing lives all over the world through this program and so many other things that we do, many different programs in the broadcasts and on television, as well as things that we do, the physical meetings that we do here at the ministry, as well as the ones we travel at. But all of it's made possible by our wonderful partners. So partners, thank you for helping us to do that. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by using our jdm.org or go to PayPal. text to give, or you could select giving on our JDM app, or you can mail in a check on a donation. All the address and all that's on the screen. Just know that we appreciate you, and we're all one big team here doing what God's called us to do. Right. We really want to ignite your dream today, not just your dream, but everyone's dream, that God has a better plan for their life, a glorious life for them
to
live.
Beautiful.
So, Ron, thank you again for being here to help
us
to communicate this
yes.
to the people that are watching. I believe that your testimony has touched and inspired people to believe God for their dream, whatever
that's
it may be,
right.
whether
Amen.
It's a home Amen. Or a family, or maybe some people believe for a child, their marriages, all these Amen. Kind of things. There's no limit.
God is able.
He's so good.
He's
so
able.
I appreciate it. It's wonderful. And you really just stirred up my faith to keep believing. And I know so many have been blessed by what you shared. Thank
Amen.
You, Pastor
Amen.
Ron.
You're welcome.
Amen.
You're
thank
welcome.
You, Ron. And
You're
thank
welcome.
You for being here today. I hope to see you next week on the next Glorious Living. I know that God will touch you and bless you. Have a wonderful day. You can broadcast the wonderful works of God right where you are. We have been entrusted to see to it that this message gets communicated to everyone, everywhere. You could be the one that changes somebody's life. You may not change thousands, but if you change one, that's all that counts.
Kathy Duplantis' Glorious, a conference for women, March 7th and 8th, 2025.